but I'm still both amazed and profoundly grateful that Jenny and I survived its dangers. I'm grateful, too, that more than one Axis submarine will no longer... However, that's a part of our story. A story which begins late on an overcast night in a certain East Coast harbor. One of the largest of the vessels anchored there, an old tanker. The watchman pauses suddenly to listen. His attention caught Pan on a cousin.
I wouldn't think it's there.
Hey, who's making a coronation noise? What's going on out there? All right. Hey, speak up. Who's there?
Shut up, Joe.
What?
Keep your trap shut, mister.
Hey, who are you? How'd you get aboard? What's going on around here?
I'll ask the question, Joe.
My name ain't Joe.
It is to me. Want to earn some cash?
Why,
easy, Joe, easy. If anybody asks you about tonight, why, just make out like you didn't hear nothing and you didn't see nothing. Get it?
You're up to something crooked.
And you're interested.
No, I ain't. Yeah, you go and get out of here now. Go on. Get out before I call the cops.
Okay, Joe. Don't make no difference to me. Penny saves, a penny earns.
Hey, what?
Is it better that way, Joe?
Oh, heaven bless you, Captain Jensen. Heaven bless you. I knew you'd help me.
Yes, I will, Mrs. Regan. I will. I give you my word.
Come over to Magic.
Help you. And quite properly, too. Did it unfriendly if you hadn't. But, Mrs. Regan.
Yes, sir.
What makes you think I can do more than the police? You say they found your husband in the alley behind, what was the name of that tavern?
The Blue Pelican, sir. Tis near the Dutch in a horrible place, it is, sir.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like it. And that was when?
Oh, most of it ago now, sir. And they claim it must have happened in some kind of a fight. Claim my chin must have been drunk. But they smelled of liquor, something terrible.
Chin smelled of liquor? I don't believe it.
That's just it. Tim never drank a drop in his mouth, sir. I told the police.
If the odor of whiskey was found on Tim, either he'd been forced to swallow it before his murder, or it was sprinkled on his clothing afterwards. His murderer had a reason for it. Mrs. Regan, will you go home now and believe that Tim's murderer will be found?
Oh, no, he'll be, Captain Drummond, if you say it, sir.
Yes, I have your address. You'll hear it from me the moment I leave.
Goodbye, sir. I don't know how to thank you.
And why should you? Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Jenny.
Yes, sir.
Get our things, will you? We're paying a visit to the docks.
Any luck, Jenny? Not a particle, sir. And you, sir?
Nothing. Odd, isn't it? You think someone would have seen poor Regan leave his ship that night? You inquired of everyone I suggested?
Everyone, sir.
Surely, Jenny, a watchman leaving an oil tanker that size would have been observed by someone. The fact that he wasn't seems to indicate that his means of departure must have been rather extraordinary. Who's this fellow coming along the wharf?
Most unpleasant-looking chap, sir.
What's in there?
Evening.
Oh, good evening.
I see you guys around.
Oh, yes?
Brown of cops?
Well, no, not exactly. Why?
I heard you asking questions about Tim Regan, a watchman. So you maybe his old lady hired you.
No, Tim was our friend.
Oh, I get it, Joe.
Joe?
Oh, that's nothing. Just the way of calling a guy.
Yeah? And so?
Well, I seen Regan that night. I thought maybe you'd like to know. I seen him leaving the ship.
Really?
Yeah. Only that guy was cockeyed, south, walking on rubber legs. I was passing, see? And he yelled, didn't I want to go with him and get a drink? And I told him to go soak his head.
And then?
Well, he got his drink, I guess. I didn't pay no attention. I just figured you'd like to know.
Yes, yes, indeed. Your information is of great value. Probably of more value than you realize.
I'll be seeing you.
Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure you will. Denny.
Yes, Captain Drummond, sir.
That fellow said he saw Tim Regan drunk. He lied. If he lied, he undoubtedly had good cause. We're going to follow him.
Oh, but, sir...
Wait, what? He go around the corner of the shed?
What? Oh, yes, I believe he did, sir.
Listen. Hear anything?
Nothing, sir.
Nor do I. Like the dog that didn't bark in the night, that's very strange. If he kept on, we should still hear his footsteps. I wonder...
Well, don't get too close to the edge of the dock, sir.
Denny, I think...
Oh, Captain Drummond, Denny! Captain! Captain Drummond, sir! Where are you? Where are you, sir?
Officer,
yeah. Oh, sure.
Have you
helped?
I'm sorry, fella. Got some of the boys up letting the captain hooks and his other steel section under the pier. So far, there hasn't been a sign of
him. Yeah, it was just horrible.
You didn't see him again after the chef was fired, huh? After you fell in?
Oh, no, not even for a moment, sir. It was precisely as if he'd vanished into thin air.
Well, if that here happened, he must have got sucked under the piling. By now, with the tide going out for the last hour, the commissioner himself couldn't tell you that. Look, but don't you worry. We'll find the body for you someplace.
Oh, did you say the body?
That's what I said. If you want his ghost, you'll have to see someone higher up than me.
Oh, here, Bill. Get back here out of the light. Faster, and I'll kick them gold teeth down your throat.
Bill, cut it out.
Yeah, but I don't like it much right now. Look, there by the crowd. That the guy was with the dummy you knocked off?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Back to the boat.
How long are you
going
to take?
How should I know? Go on, get going before I slap you around a little just to keep a figure down. Hiya, Colin.
Good evening, Eddie.
Wanna hear something interesting?
Huh?
Charlie, you guys just had some tough luck, didn't they?
Hey, it was just the...
Want to know where's the guy what plugged them?
You mean you know?
Come on along.
Just one moment, I'll get the police.
Oh, no, you don't. Cops ain't cursed.
Who but that?
Oh, hold it, handsome. I ain't a debating society. I'm just a little lady who's trying to do you a favor because I don't like killers. Maybe I've... Stuck my neck out too far already.
Come
on,
Harry. Oh, no, wait. I'm good with you. Engine car.
Not especially.
Where do we go?
Down this way, along the dock.
It's quite dark.
Yeah.
How did you learn who the fellow is?
Oh, I just happened to hear some of the boys talking. Don't like the guy, so I thought I'd kick him myself by turning them in.
Oh. You
took
the boat.
Yeah.
What's it doing here?
There's a dock, and that's a harbor, ain't it? Where'd you expect the boat to be? City Hall?
No, that's it, Joe. What's all that?
Yeah, that's right. I'm me. Did it here? Oh, behave, brother, behave.
Oh, boy. I'm too big for it. Come on, our friend. Get out of it. We've got business to do.
Desperate game that Val and Slim are playing. A game so desperate that they murdered to avoid detection. We'll learn more about these questions in just a few moments. We left Denny being shanghaied by Val and Slim, who told Denny that they were moving into the person he believes has murdered Bogart Drummond. They're both pulled away from the pier. It is a 2 minute later. Val.
Stay out a little before we round it. Yeah, okay. That's a problem.
I'm all right. Got him up with the man after the car. Uh-oh. Look
at it, huh? Car's coming in off the ocean. Might take two. What time is it?
It's 9:30.
Hey, you're still really making another trip tonight, does it? Sure. But we ain't heard from Florida. Well, I got those things we will. Come on. Come on. I'm coming. I want to go back to the car. I'm going to get there.
Come
I'll make it fast.
And what about Handsome here?
Oh, forget him, you keep. He's tied up beautifully. Ain't you handsome?
Maybe, Mr. Gentleman, gentlemen, there's nothing I can say which should pass the gentleman's lips.
Hey, Bill, that's double talk.
It's good on him, don't it? All right, take a leg and come on up on the bar.
Okay, okay, I'm coming.
Oh. Hey, Daniel. Would you mind rolling over a bit? You're on my leg, you know.
This is just a sitting chair.
Yes, quiet. You sound ready, please, Daniel. Oh, that's splendid.
But you're upset.
Sir, am I? But isn't this an abrupt way of breaking the news to me?
But, sir, you're shot. But isn't you looking for your body?
And I'm sorry, but I won't find it.
Captain Drummond, I confess it, sir. I simply don't know what to say. I'm completely bewildered.
No, but it's all quite simple.
But, sir, when that horrible chap fired at
I don't know that's what I'm going to myself. You see, Daniel, it seems quite clear now that Soon realized it was odd no one had seen reason to move the tanker. Therefore, to soothe our suspicion, he volunteered that holy mythical tale of his.
Oh, yes, quite so, sir.
But when he was dropped on us, the needs to be discovered that he made a mistake. That we only have him to be helped. So we'd have to erase his mistake by erasing him.
And don't you need to tell him to be dead, sir?
Of course.
And it's all watching where we search for him, sir.
Then I was within 30 feet of you the entire time.
30 feet? Incredible, sir.
And that point of balance came, I secreted myself under the tarpaulin. And, if you must by this time be aware, here I am. Oh, that's a fine story, isn't it? Just where are we?
Well, it's become quite foggy, sir, but it seems to be a good bit offshore.
Good luck, Jamie.
Good luck. Oh, of course, then. I completed it up. Yeah, turn around and up.
Oh, but, sir,
I'm afraid you'll have to wait. That's a tugboat. And unless I'm greatly mistaken, then tie up to that barge.
There must be no mistake. Captain Lister will take you to a point 3 miles or 3 miles, where you will drop anchor. There you will be out of the way of the harbor traffic on the shipping lane. You will then send out the code message. Your wireless has been repaired?
Yes.
Good. The message consists of two words. Tick, fog.
Yeah.
You have that?
Tick, fog.
You will send that message for precisely 2 minutes. No more, no less. Then you will do in every respect exactly as you have done before, Fräulein. You will simply wait. Captain Lister has been instructed to sound his farm horn at regular intervals. That will serve as a guide.
Yeah.
You will be met by two submarines, both of them badly in need of the fuel carried on this barge. If you do not meet them, if they fail to receive this fuel...
Goodbye, you both, huh?
Yes. And also...
Huh?
Goodbye, Fräulein.
Danny. Yes, Captain. I've been doing them for eavesdropping. Chap will be along in a moment to use this motorboat to get ashore. I'll have to leave you tied and under cover aboard the barge. I don't take you inside the deckhouse.
But Danny, you killed me.
Danny, we're on to bigger game than we ever dreamed of. So big that... Well, there's not time to explain now. You'd have to take my word for it. But trust me, will you?
Of course, sir.
Danny, you've got intestinal fortitude.
Oh, really? Is it serious, sir?
Serious. As a matter of fact, Danny, it may be the death of you.
As the tug goes, Handsome.
I'll let the anchor go, Bill.
No, stay here. I can manage. Well, Handsome, this is where you get off. Too bad you ain't got a round trip ticket.
A round trip ticket?
That's what I said, fella. Slim.
Yeah?
Suppose you show Handsome the way out, huh?
Show him. Oh! Yeah, you bet.
Goodbye, Handsome. And it's too bad we won't never get to know each other better.
You hear that, Joe? What an extremely coarse sense of humor.
Uh-huh. She wasn't joking.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just getting my gun. Guess why, Joe?
Look
at it. I'm your feet.
Now, really, you can't.
Hey, Captain Evans, careful, sir.
I got my friend.
Oh, beautifully done, sir.
That's your program for a bit, Denny. Now then, we have to work fast. It's one of these ropes first.
That's senior, sir.
I'm talking with the captain of the tap, Denny. We're out of time, I think. One second now. There you are.
I'm afraid I'm feeling a bit cramped, sir.
What's that?
And what next?
I'm really detecting the crew. Too many for us. Let's see. Oh, this is what I'm after.
Well, that's Wilder, sir.
Yes, I know. It'll take a moment to warm up, I imagine. Let's have a practice go at it, eh? Kind of rusty at this.
You intend to get a message through to the proper authorities, sir?
Right, Jenny. Keep a lookout at that forward porthole, will you?
Of course, sir.
See our hostess?
Do not be shy of us, sir.
Maybe he ain't looking in the right direction.
Oh, my word.
Don't touch that gun. I'm nuts about loud noises. I'd pull this trigger just to hear it go bang, bang.
Never mind, Jenny. Good evening, Bill.
Kind of cool, ain't it? You must be the gent Slim claimed to plug. Slim there on the floor? Yeah. Well, that's what he gets for taking too much for granted. Carter had it coming.
Yes, Bill, I think he did.
Just getting ready to use the wireless, huh? Okay, that's fine. Send out a message for me. Six fog. Just them two words. You know how to spell them?
I might manage.
Any objection?
Under the circumstances, no.
Wouldn't be healthy to send anything but what I told you.
Really? What's to prevent?
A bullet in the stomach.
Oh.
You see, I can't be tricked, pal. I can work that gadget as good as you can.
Well, you're a most remarkable woman.
Yeah?
And likely to come to a most remarkable end. Now, what was that message? Two words, wasn't it? Ah, yes. Thick fog. Looks like our friend Slim is coming around, Bill.
Now, Slim, ain't it? Hey, Slim. Snap out of it.
Well, how'd I get out of here on deck?
He brought down so you could get a little air.
Oh. The only guy that slugged me, huh?
You're a lot of thoughts, aren't you, sir?
Oh,
sit down. Rubbing on your tins like a kid.
Yeah, I don't feel so good. Say, how come these guys ain't been bumped off yet?
Simply that Bill's got a soft place in her heart, you think.
Huh?
You see, she thought it would be a rather nice gesture if she waited until you could manage the killing yourself. You know how women are, sentimentalists.
A wise guy, huh?
Oh, and while we're waiting for your submersible friends, yes, where are they, I wonder?
And be alone. Don't let it worry you. What was you going to say?
Well, several questions have been puzzling me a little. Jim Regan, for instance. You killed him, didn't you, Slim?
Why should I tell you anything, Joe?
Well, after all, neither Denny or I are likely to repeat it, are we?
Yeah, I guess you ain't. Yeah, I knocked him off. What about it?
And smuggled his body into that alley behind the tavern?
That's right.
But why? He couldn't have discovered you stealing oil by any chance, could he? You couldn't have been tapping the pipeline from that tanker to the dock.
Say, Captain, let's just cut the foghorn. Must have started something.
Wait a second. Yeah, it's them, Sam. Sam?
The submarines?
Yeah. Over there on the left.
Yeah. Sure, there they are. When I rig up the pump. Hey, Bill. What's that?
What?
Here, over this way.
It's a missile. And it's close. Right on, and it's all straight on.
They can't stop. They're running us down.
I know you do.
I told you, will you?
Let's go.
You want a boat to die?
Let's go.
To the smashing climax of our mystery in just a moment. Folks, let me hear. Thrown from the barge into the water by the impact of the destroyer that came knifing through the fog, Bulldog Drummond found himself struggling for his life with a man driven out of his mind by rage and fear.
You fool, let go. You
drown us,
I tell you. Kill them.
Captain Seven!
Oh, sir, here this way, sir.
I'm diving. I'm trying to find Slim. Who went crazy? I have to fight him. Slim's drowned.
Can't seem to look at them at all.
The explosions I heard, sir.
Ship bombs. Destroyer going after those subs. They're here now. Must be finished. Maybe they can pick us up.
Ahoy, the destroyer! Hello!
And there you have it, Commander. At a cost of nothing more than a few buckled plates, you bagged yourself two submarines and an assorted get of racketeers. What's more, you've got a lead to an enemy agent. In town, of course, but Bell can give you enough evidence to bring back. Good hunting, eh?
Excellent hunting, Captain Drummond. Speaking of pardon, sir.
What is it?
Yes, sir, perhaps I'm stupid, but really, sir, I still haven't the slightest notion how you managed to bring this destroyer to our rescue.
It's very easy. I first sent out the code message and changed my style of sending a bit and tapped out an SOS.
An SOS, sir?
Precisely. I gave the position to Andrew's Island, so the vessel sent to our rescue from the harbor would be forced to approach near our actual position. Commander Davis here, thinking himself on an errand of mercy, heard the whistles of the tug and assumed it marked his objective.
Oh, but sir, how did you dare send such a message to that woman, listening, sir? He warned you that she couldn't be tricked, sir, that she hadn't understood the operation of the wireless.
On the contrary, then, although she wasn't aware of it, she told me the exact opposite.
I distinctly heard her.
Generally, you distinctly heard her try to bluff me. Slim was the wireless operator, not Bell. And the world else was too stupid to lie until it came to it. Oh, and speaking of the wireless, Commander, would it be possible to radio a personal message ashore?
Well, I think in this case we might make an exception.
It's for Mrs. Timothy Regan at 816 Water Street.
Yes?
Tell her, the rat that killed Kim is at the bottom of the Atlantic. And Commander, you tell that M. O-V-I.
Thank you.